I've been on over 200 first dates. It's absolutely insane. How did I break my 10-year streak of toxic relationships, situationships, emotionally unavailable partners to breaking free from this cycle and finding my true love and making healthy relationships my absolute permanent norm? Today, I'm not censoring anything at all. I'm telling you exactly how I got there, how I turned this into my own process to help clients, and how you can also break this roller coaster cycle of horrible, horrible relationships, no matter where you are in life, right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. I am your host, therapist, and inner child coach, Gloria Zhang. I help high achievers permanently break the cycle of toxic relationships and find the relationship of their dreams. Now, I mentioned in the intro that I've been on over 200 first dates, mostly awful first dates, which seems like a crazy amount. It might even seem impossible, but trust me, if you had a dating app addiction like I did over the span of many years, 200 first dates actually isn't a lot at all. Now, of course, one of my purposes in life is helping you shortcut the process to healthy relationships so that you don't have to trial and error things the way I did, so that you don't have to go on 200 dates yourself. It's absolutely not necessary. And I'm going to teach you how I did it in a very short amount of time once I got it right. But first, very exciting announcement. Are you doing anything on Valentine's Day? Because if you're not, I'm inviting you to hang out with me for my free 3-day Valentine's bootcamp. I'm not charging a penny for this, but it's going to be a very exciting live event, all online, where I'm going to be actually taking you through the steps, the mindset, strategies, and trauma-informed dating skills. These are the exact steps of how I get my own private clients out of the cycle of toxic relationships and into healthy relationships. At this point, I've actually helped over a dozen clients find their life partners, and I've helped several dozen more repair their relationships. And I want you to be the next one. This bootcamp is taking place February 14th to 16th, limited spots. I just sent out an email blast and there's already more than 200 people signed up. So definitely grab your spot now before the spots run out. I don't do this often, guys. Like my last workshop was, I think, over a year ago. I am peeling back the layer and over-delivering. I'm stuffing so much value in these 3 days that you absolutely do not want to miss out. To register, click on the link in the show notes below or go to buygloriazhang.com/freebootcamp. That's buygloriazhang.com/freebootcamp to claim your spot today. Just to give you a heads up, I'm really going to be pushing you inside this bootcamp. I'm going to be challenging your beliefs. There's going to be mini assignments to do every day, and I'm really encouraging you guys to stretch outside your comfort zone because, to be honest, that's what it takes to break through these patterns. So bring it your all. If you're a high achiever and you can't seem to get off this hamster wheel of toxic relationships, or if you're currently in a relationship where you're constantly triggered, you're constantly unhappy, and you want to figure out what to do with all of this, click the link below and we'll get cracking on February the 14th, guys. I can't wait. All right, so back to today's episode. I'm sharing you some tips, and a lot of these will be covered inside the free bootcamp as well. But throughout my 10 years of being in these toxic relationships, I don't know if you can relate, but it seemed like my career was skyrocketing, right? I was doing well and I was getting these great jobs. My pay was getting better. And on the outside, in my 20s, it really looked like I had everything together because I had worked so hard at sort of creating this image of who I was to my friends, to my family. But on the inside, I was absolutely falling apart. I couldn't sustain a healthy relationship. I was attracted to the wrong people. And even when I was in a good relationship, I would find a way to sabotage it and, you know, flush a great relationship down the toilet. It was really, really painful times. And because I had this facade of having, you know, the great career and I was a high achiever, I couldn't talk to anybody about it, right? Because to open up about this would basically be destroying this mask that I had created for myself. And, you know, the worst part was seeing all my friends around me, people I went to school with, at that time getting engaged, having kids and getting married. And I was in a judgmental spot at that time. I would think, wow, I'm more successful than them. I worked so hard at putting all this together. And so why is it so easy for those people to have all these great relationships? Why do happy relationships and these great partners, why does it happen so easily for them and not for me? And I felt like I was working really hard at it, right? Like I spent so much, like thousands of dollars on these quote unquote dating programs that were built on how to dress properly and how to look attractive and how to be magnetizing on first dates, right? Which of course just deepened my people pleaser wounds. I spent a lot of money on subscriptions to Match.com, Tinder Gold. I would go to the salon and change up my hair, change my appearance and think maybe that was the problem. I would spend money on clothes that I thought that would attract a better partner. I thought I was working really hard, and yet I was just going from one lousy date to another. I was going from one situationship to another, and I would have all these thoughts, these beliefs of, are all the good ones gone? Like, am I attracting all the wrong people? This went on for years, guys, like years and years. And there was a 4-year period during this 10 years where every single person I dated was emotionally unavailable. Right, it seems almost statistically impossible, but once I understood what was actually happening, it just made so much sense. And I'm going to share 3 very important lessons I learned from this and how I use these tips on getting through this. And very surprisingly, between my last toxic relationship to meeting Andrew was only a 3.5-month period of time. That's it. It wasn't years and years. Okay, one of the things I really like to emphasize is it's not about the amount of time that you spend between relationships, but it's what you're actually doing. And this is why my clients see results so quickly, right? Just last week, one of my current clients inside my soulmate program, which if you don't know, is a 6-month program for high achievers, finally met the first healthy boyfriend in her entire life. Right? She's in her 30s. And she almost didn't tell me at first because she was afraid of my reaction of why it was happening so fast. And I just told her, that's what happens when you do the inner work, right? You start to see different things in your environment. Let's go to 1 of how I got to breaking the cycle. And the first thing was honestly completely rewiring my mindset, my belief system around dating and relationships. And one of the things that I realized early on was as a survivor of childhood trauma, of attachment trauma that I have gone through, and I know that you listening have gone through, is that I just had different relationship needs than someone who didn't go through what I went through. You also have different relationship needs. And by society standards, it may be considered needy. Okay, but what I want you to know is that it's actually not needy because we just have different needs. One example I use with clients is if you grew up and let's say you injured your leg at age 2, and now for the rest of your life, you have a bit of a bad leg. And so let's say you just need extra support from a partner, like you need like a walking cane with you, right? That's just what your need is. Right? And you need a partner who's going to be understanding of that. Same thing if you have celiac disease or if you have gluten intolerance. That's just what your needs are. And the thing with trauma and mental health is we seem to treat it differently. We think that just because we have a greater need for validation, we have a greater need of contact, we have a greater need for consistent communication with a partner, that somehow we want to gaslight ourselves and make us think that, oh, we're being too much or we're asking for too much, as if ignoring our needs or pretending we don't have them is going to solve the problem. And I'm here to tell you straight up, that is not going to solve any of your problems with dating. And the best thing you can start doing for yourself is accepting that you have these needs and that it's okay. Now, there's a part two to this mindset thing, and it's also understanding that I actually was attracting these people, okay? That four-year streak I told you about where every single person I met, and this wasn't just from online dating, this was also in person. I was actually attracting these people, but not in the way that you think people are attracted, right? There's not a target on your forehead. There's nothing inherently wrong with you that's attracting these people. So let me give you another example of why or how we actually attract things and what I mean by the word attract. So I know that online, there's a lot of sources saying that, you know, narcissistic people, emotionally unavailable people, that we don't attract them, but that they just go to everyone, right? And that the only difference is that you're choosing to accept them versus someone who has healthy boundaries. Now, while that's partially true, like these folks are still out in the community talking to everyone, but just like how you are unconsciously drawn towards certain people, you have to understand that these people are also unconsciously drawn towards you. Narcissistic folks are very charismatic, right? They're exceptionally good at reading people, and they can sense from interactions if someone has a healthy self-esteem or good boundaries. Okay, this is what I mean by attraction. And I don't mean that, you know, people are sniffing you out from the get-go, but that it's a complex thing, right? It's more complicated than just this or just that. But there's a combination of things that are going on. Yes, emotionally unavailable people, people who do not make good partners, right, are out there and engaging with everybody. That is true. But they also know how to read people, right? And all of us on some level are able to read people's body languages. And just like how you are looking for certain things in people, they are also looking for certain qualities in partners that they know will put up with their behavior, will put up with their inappropriate behavior in relationships. So just want you guys to understand what I actually mean by attract. Have you ever met somebody, you know, at an event or at a party, and just instantly, within seconds, you connect with them? You just instantly connect with them. You don't really know why. It's not really the way they look, or it's not even particularly anything that they said, but you just felt this instant connection with them. Okay. Now, let me give you another example. Have you ever read a dating profile, right? Or you checked out someone's page, and then within two sentences of reading that profile, you just had this instinctive feeling like, oh, this is not the right person for me, right? And again, you couldn't quite pinpoint exactly what it was, but something within those few minutes or few seconds of reading that profile, you just felt like there wasn't anything there, okay? Now, the reason this is happening is we know from science and from some countless psychology studies showing that most communication, in fact, more than 95% of communication is nonverbal, right? And depending on which research study you look at, it goes even all the way up to 98% nonverbal, 97, 98% nonverbal. Most of what we communicate is through body language, tone of voice, the types of vocabulary you're using, volume, right? Hand movements, facial expressions, all of these things that are hard to fake, okay? And when you hold these deep core beliefs from your inner child wounds, which we've talked about throughout this entire show, if you have certain deeply rooted beliefs about relationships, about healthy relationships, about what kind of relationships you deserve, all of these things, it all comes through in the way that you present yourself to the world. And you don't even know it until you really know it. And you already know what I'm going to say, but the only way, honestly, the only way to work through this is you have to do the deep inner child work, like really do the inner child work, because you can't fake it either, right? And you know this as well, because I'm sure you've also met someone who obviously is trying so hard, right? Or you can just sense from the way they are that they're being so inauthentic, or they're trying to overcompensate for their deep insecurities. And you can tell, right? You can tell when someone is deeply insecure, but trying to present themselves as really secure. This is also why I really don't teach band-aid surface level stuff. The only way to do it is just to do it. You have to jump all in and do that inner child work and authentically get to the point where your actions match how you actually feel on the inside. Your external behavior on dates, what you're writing on dating profiles, matches how you feel on the inside. And we're going to be talking about some of this mindset stuff inside the 3-day workshop, but I go way deep inside this in my soulmate program. I actually help people identify things on their dating profile, the way they're interacting with others that they don't even realize is sending out a certain message about them. Okay, we go really deep into this stuff. And I do think that most people need help around this because we're so used to saying things a certain way and presenting ourselves a certain way that we all have blind spots, right? Even we are not aware of what other people are perceiving when we present ourselves certain ways, even on first dates, for example. And so it's really helpful having an expert, right? Someone who can pinpoint and point these things out to you because you can change them, right? You can absolutely become more aware of these things, build up your self-esteem, and start correcting your deeply embedded beliefs around these things. So that brings me to my second point of how I got through, you know, really ended those 10 years of toxic relationships. And that was learning trauma-informed dating skills. So it wasn't just learning these dating skills. I actually had to create an entire system because, as I told you, I spent thousands of dollars to these dating gurus who didn't seem to have the same upbringing as me. All right, so I was learning things on, you know, what to wear on first dates, how to impress my partners and show that I was, you know, smart and funny or whatever. And I learned something called a dating funnel, right, which was basically, oh, just go on 1,000 dates and at least 2% of those people will call you back, right? Something like that, which doesn't work for somebody who has childhood trauma, right? People like you and me, we feel things differently. We feel things bigger. And it's really hard to just sit down one date after the other and just pretend that it doesn't affect us, pretend that it doesn't make us feel abandoned, right? No wonder I was so burnt out from dating, and perhaps a lot of you listening as well, right? You're gonna get burnt out. And so, you know, my work is based around this trauma-informed dating system that I created, essentially. And this is around what to actually say on first dates to get to know someone, right? And weeding out the people that aren't right for you. How do you slow down the dating process so that you're not getting attached prematurely to people? You're not jumping into something that's not right for you based on your past dating patterns. And one of the things I go into in module 4 of my soulmate program is all about abundance. And I help people date from a perspective of alignment and abundance, not just going on more and more and more dates. But my philosophy is all about fewer dates that are actually more aligned and in tune with your unique needs. Your unique needs based on your trauma wounds, based on your core wounds from childhood. And guess what? Trauma-informed dating works so well. because we don't gaslight ourselves anymore. So let me give you one example of, you know, very obvious example. You know, I come from the disorganized attachment style, right? Which was, you know, I was pushing away and clinging on at the same time. And one of the things is I simultaneously needed a lot of communication while also having a lot of time alone. So it's a very unique combination of needs. And, you know, if I was just following conventional dating advice, I would have felt like there was something wrong with me. Okay, and if you're listening, there is nothing wrong with you. And I will keep validating you until the day that I die, because I really believe that. Now, once I really did that inner child work, I truly, deeply believed that it was okay for me to have these needs. And using these trauma-informed dating skills, I was able to find a partner that was able to meet my needs. And I could discover that there was a good match very early on in the relationship that didn't involve me, you know, having to have sex with someone right away. And it didn't involve having to date for a super long period of time or dating tons and tons of people. Like I said, you know, I met Andrew only 3.5 months after my last toxic relationship. So it's really important early on that we're kind of weeding out the people that are just not going to be a good fit for us, right? Because again, not everyone is meant for you, and that's totally okay. And that's what I have in my current relationship now. It obviously looks different because we live together. We see each other every day, but we communicate every single day. We eat breakfast and dinner every day. And the rest of the day, you know, I need my alone time. So I have my office and we spend time apart too. But other than that, we spend every evening together. If one of us is away or something, we text every single day. And even in the beginning of a relationship, we've always communicated and texted or called every single day, which for other people or certain dating blogs would call this clingy or wrong, or that you're being needy and all of these, you know, shaming things, but it's not, okay? And I promise you, there's someone out there for you. And guess what, guys? This stuff really works. At this point in my career, I think I've helped, I forget the exact number, but over a dozen clients that I've helped find their life partner, and you know, more than a dozen more marriages or relationships that I've been able to help remedy using this inner child work. Okay, so it really does work. Now, the third thing that was extremely important was I had to take massive, uncomfortable risks to break this pattern. Okay, I can't emphasize enough how awful this was for me. I was at a point where every time I saw a couple walking down the street, I would like burst into tears. I would have to go into my car to make sure no one was watching, just because of how envious I felt and how hopeless. And I thought, how the hell am I going to get out of this mess? Right? It felt like every date I went on was just piling on the trauma, piling on the abandonment. I thought I was never going to be able to get through this. And, you know, during one of my breaking points through that last situationship that lasted a year, and I still didn't get the commitment I wanted, I realized I had to take a massive, massive change. I had to, you know, admit to myself on some level that I was still playing small. Okay? There was a part of me that still wasn't completely addressing all of my childhood stuff, right? And like I was giving 70% maybe, but I wasn't going completely all in, okay? And this is what I want you all to really sit with, is that you are working very hard, and I want to validate you on that. I think you're doing amazing. You're listening to this podcast. You're taking in all this new information, but there's something you're not doing yet, and I can't say what that was for you, but I knew what it was for me, and it was I was not surrounding myself with the right people. You know, at that point, I wasn't really working with any experts. I eventually hired my own coaches and my own therapists, and I was going like 2 or 3 times a week, okay, like really diving into this. And the reason personal investing is so important, whatever investing looks like to you, right, it's not necessary monetarily, but it can be. But what investing means to you is committing to yourself unequivocally. right? Committing to yourself, it's almost like burning the ships, right? Where you don't give yourself an option to fail, essentially, right? Now, your environment plays a huge factor in this. You are the average of your five closest people, and you can only change as much as your environment allows you to. And that means if you're still spending a lot of your time around people that are bringing you down, right, people that created these problems in the first place, it's going to be a lot harder for you to heal. In other situations, your married friends are not going to understand what you're going through, right? Especially if these are people where these relationships come so easily for you. The most they can do is feel sorry for you, right? They don't understand what we went through, and they're not going to understand why it's harder and it's different for people like us who've gone through these things as a child, right? Who have these mother-father wounds. So your married friends aren't going to be able to help you. Now, your other friends that are stuck in the same situation that are not trying to grow are also not going to be able to help you. I also had other friends who are also perpetually single who would just like continuously reinforce those same beliefs, right? They would say things like, oh, there's no good men, no good women, everyone's the same, no one's this, and relationships suck, marriage is a sham. And I was hearing these things constantly. So that's not going to help you either. So what did I do? Well, like I said before, I hired coaches. I joined communities. I joined different communities that kept me accountable. I also joined masterminds where I was around other people that were going to lift me up and pull me out of this environment so that I wasn't reinforcing, continuously repeating these same beliefs and patterns to myself. Okay, this is absolutely necessary. You know, just to give you an example, have you ever attended like a 1 week event or you went overseas somewhere and just by being in a different environment, you felt like a different person, right? This is just how it is as a human being. We are so affected by our environment. And this is a factor that we cannot ignore when we're talking about how to heal these deep wounds. So when you join the 3-day workshop, you're going to be surrounded by other people that are going to lift you up for 3 days, right? And I specifically, you know, worded my workshop to invite people who are going to play full out so that you can get that boost of energy just by being in the right environment. Soulmate, my program, is also the same way, right? Soulmate is a very high vibe community with other high achievers who've been through the exact same thing as you, who are constantly in there 24/7, right? I actually talk to my clients 24/7 when they have questions or if they want to reach out to me about something. And we're constantly, you know, conditioning your mind and your soul and your emotions, right? To keep you at that level of healing, right? Keep you accountable to your goals and working towards this greater vision of what's possible for you in relationships. All right. And so you meet friends for life. And this is all part of the healing process. Now, because we're working through attachment wounds, right? The reason you're stuck in these patterns in the first place is because of the disconnection, the loneliness, and the invalidation that you experienced as a young child. And by nature, this is not something that you can get through all by yourself. We need people, right? This is an attachment issue that we have, and therefore we need community and the right kind of support to heal it as well. And my friends, whether you're just starting off your journey or you're halfway through or you just want to get to that next level, you're in the right place and you're doing a fantastic job. Now, the reason I talk about my own relationship is not to brag about it, okay? It's to show you guys that it's possible for you too. It doesn't matter how long you've been stuck in those old patterns, okay? I really, really want you to know that. It is absolutely possible for you too, and I don't want you to give up on your journey. So join me in that 3-day workshop. Like I said, go to buygloriazhang.com. And if you're a high achiever and you don't want to do just the free stuff, but you really want to invest and jump in and make a real change to attract the right partner or fix your current relationship and you want to work with me, learn more about Soulmate. Go to buygloriazhang.com/soulmate. You can read the information there and book a free call with one of my coaches. And I would love to chat with you further. So thank you for listening in, guys. I think I talked really fast today, right? I just had a big cup of coffee before this, so maybe that's why. But anyway, hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @bygloriazhang or visit bygloriazhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one.